here we are at 22 minutes to 8 o'clock on a Wednesday morning. Time for the word of the day.
Word of the day, my favorite part of the day.
You like words?
I love words.
Okay, well, the word of today, the word of the day is livid.
Livid?
Livid.
I'm sure that's how a lot of people have been feeling of late.
You see what it means. Livid means very angry, enraged, or furious. It may also describe things having a dark purplish or reddish color.
Okay.
For example, the teen's parents were livid when they discovered that she had lied about her whereabouts. That's one use of the word.
Okay.
Another might be he had a livid bruise on his right arm.
Is he livid?
Okay. Livid is a colorful history. Pardon the pun. The Latin adjective livere, to be blue, gives rise to Latin lividus, meaning discolored by bruising. French adopted the word along with its meaning as livide, which English borrowed in the 15th century as livid. For a few centuries, the English word described bruised flesh, as well as a shade of dark grey and other colours having a darkish greyish tone. By the 18th century, people were livid, first by being pale with extreme emotion, a pale, lean, livid face, as in Henry James, and then by being reddish with the same, his face glared with a livid red, and James Francis Barrett, quote, by the late 19th century, a livid person could also be furiously angry, which is the word's typical application today.
Hmm.
So, having now gone through the motions of what's in trending zeitgeist,
yes,
with Penny Farise Uncensored and the theft of millions of rand from the municipality,
yeah,
many people in Ballito using our word of the day to describe how they're feeling about it.
Yeah.
The word of the day is
livid.